Welcome to the Maris Review. I am honored to be sitting across from E. Jean Carroll, who writes the Ask E. Jean column for Elle magazine. And her new book, of course, is called What Do We Need Men For?
Oh, I'm honored to be sitting across from you, Maris.
Thank you.
In your beautiful royal blue dress.
Thank you.
With the, what are those, wings at the top of your, what are those little, shoulder things? They're
little,
wings.
They're little wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's wearing a royal blue winged dress.
Your book is a delight to read. I feel like people don't talk about that enough amongst
Thank you. Other headlines. Thank you.
And so you're funny and breezy and self-deprecating. And of course, this complicates things.
Well, life to me is hilarious and it's comic. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not laughing at it, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm crying at it. So that's I wrote it in a comic vein. I view my life as very comic. I mean, who do we know that's run into 21 hideous men in their life? Now, that's very funny. And then I got to, yeah.
So you go on the road and you speak to women about hideous men and why we need men. And I do think that ever since Trump was elected, so many women are reevaluating the events that happened in their lives.
And yes.
And the memories kind of come back.
I got in the car because I have, for the last 26 years, been receiving Ask E. Jean letters at my column. And I noticed very quickly that the letters had one thing in common, and that when they presented their problem to me, whether it was about career or friendship or sex or banking accounts or whatever, there was always one line in every single letter where the cause of the problem would be revealed, and that cause was men.
Yes.
So I just, you know, for years I've been saying, get rid of him, get rid of him, which is trying for a writer because I have to come up with new ways to get rid of him.
To say, yeah.
To get rid of him. But then I just decided, well, why don't we just get rid of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But before we get rid of them, let's find out if we need them for anything.
Yes.
Hence, I got in the car with my dog, Lewis Carroll, and we went to towns named after women.
Yes.
These little screen door towns like Tallulah, Louisiana, and Cynthiana, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I'd get out of the car, and I'd ask people, what do we need men for? And the answers were astonishing. First of all, everybody had an opinion.
Of course.
It was great. So that's what started. Then, of course, the very day I got in the car is what you just said. When the Weinstein thing hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's every woman I know. Remember on Twitter when it hit the wave after wave? And women started talking about what happened to them. And, well, I couldn't help it. And it turns out my sister.
Yeah.
This is something that women don't talk about. I never even talked about it with my sister. It turns out she has a hideous list very similar to mine, but we never knew it. We never.
I am sure that many, many women.
Yeah.
And so you have this list and the men involved to various degrees are either in your life or out.
Right.
But I probably speak for a lot of women when I say, watching Trump get elected triggered me.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so I can't even imagine, and triggered, I mean this in a sincere way. I know it's a buzzword now to talk about how snowflakey liberals are, but like, yeah, watching his behavior is triggering. And so I can't even imagine.
Well, that's why I'm brought the lawsuit. It's not really for me. It's for all the women who've come forward and told stories about the president, and he's denied everything.
Every single thing.
He's called them terrible names. And you know, killed their reputations and just slathered them with, you know, loser, you know,
yes.
just horrible. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole and those horrible things. So that's probably one of the reasons it's the main reason I'm filed the lawsuit.
And that's defamation, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't file a criminal suit because
right.
it's too long ago.
Right.
So we're going to hold him to account.
I love that. Why in the impeachment hearings?
Oh, please. Go ahead, Maris. Let me hear it.
Why? Why can't I tweeted in jest a few months ago that rape should be an impeachable offense. And it was in jest because, like, that just seems like the most obvious thing in the entire world.
It's not. The impeachment now is on bribery, right?
Yes.
And I would guess that sexual assault is even more hideous.
Oh, yeah.
Than bribing a fellow leader.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, but women are not believed in this culture.
No.
And we're taken as second-class citizens, so.
Tell me about how you decided to come out with your revelation about Trump in your book.
He was just on the list. He was on the list. I wrote down a list very quickly. He was on the list. I got to him and I wrote about it.
And then you did get to control the narrative a little
totally,
bit more.
Totally. Told it from, yeah, could control, well, what I thought. None of us can control anything.
Right.
I thought I could, because I could, you know, get it on the page, get it in print, and had it fact-checked by not only New York Magazine, but the publisher of the book. And so, you know,
great.
Every fact was checked, which is important.
Indeed.
And so, of course, we control nothing.
Yes. And I can even imagine that the concept of your book must just enrage a certain kind of man.
Really? I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, yes,
come
absolutely.
On. Did you know there was a guy, and I can't remember what time, he was leaving nasty notes in the middle of the book for the buyers who come. Nasty little notes, like post-it
gosh.
Notes in the middle of the book, written to women, how dare you, et cetera, et cetera.
That's amazing.
Well, that's a creative man.
I
like
getting
to meet
those
him.
Post-it notes is yeah.
I like
sounds
to meet
fun.
Him. Maybe we'd like to date him.
I mean, and so the other part of your book is, of course, you've had some wonderful relationships and
oh, yeah.
wonderful friendships, and you harassed Roger Ailes.
Oh, I harassed him every single day. I harassed that poor man up and down. I would make, if I saw him coming towards me in the hall, I'd say, Roger, make a muscle. And he would make a muscle. Or I'd ask him, Roger, twirl. I like that suit. But we were very, very good friends. And I teased him and teased him. I had no idea.
Wow.
When I worked with him, he gave me a TV show, so of course I adored him.
Right.
But he was very much in love with Beth Tilson at the time. He later married her. So I didn't see the Roger that everybody else saw. I saw the great leader, you know, and I saw the man who basically took America and tore it. That was Roger.
Yeah.
That was Roger. Roger's the one who created the divide in this country, which I don't know how we're going to ever get it together again. But that was Roger. He's the one who figured it out.
He sure did. And
he's the one who told Trump how to become elected.
Right.
He was privately counseling Donald Trump. And they've been friends for years.
Yes. Will women ever be in charge?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, me too.
Because just by sheer numbers. But I don't, it's hard to make predictions. We can't really see because, you know, AI is coming.
Yeah.
It's on the landscape.
Yes.
Everything is changing so quickly. It's hard to see what's going to happen in 25 years. So if we're going to take over, we got to take over right away.
Start our coup.
And Maris, it is very simple. If every woman who's listening to this
yes.
would just go out and vote, we can vote the scoundrels out
mm-hmm.
and vote women in. Let us run things just for a while, right?
Just for yes. a while. Let's just end wars for just a little bit and see if we like it.
Yeah, yeah, just 2 years of that war. Wouldn't that be great? Just be fabulous.
Yeah. And what surprised you on your road trip in talking
about? Oh, everything.
Everything.
Every day surprising. I just love I don't want to make a general statement, but our media mm-hmm. lots of times pays attention to people in California, people in New
right.
York, and the people in Miami and Chicago and Philly.
Sure.
But everything else is, these were the people who have been completely overlooked, and they opened up a world to me that we are aware that it's there, but the staunch patriotism they have for the country, the women are working 2 and 3 jobs
mm.
because they earn so much less.
Right.
And so a mother with 2 children can't do it with 1 job. She needs to have 2 jobs. And they are still, loving their lives. Small town life is very different.
Right.
They're very social.
And you're from Indiana.
I'm from Indiana. I live in a small town now, and I was, raised in a small town. So I like that. They're my people.
Yeah.
And it was great to get at. It's just that they've just been so overlooked. And their conclusion was, everybody likes men. I didn't run into anybody who hated men.
Right. Right.
They love men. They just don't want them to run everything.
Yeah.
Right? That's just it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your engineer. You've just got to stop running everything. Look at him. Look at him.
Aww.
Butter wouldn't melt. Look at that.
And how has your life been since the book came out?
Fabulous.
Good. Good. That's all that one word is all I wanted to hear.
Lots of support.
Good. Good.
Lots of love. Lots of buoying me up. I mean, really, it's been pretty fabulous.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Maris. Can I wear that dress now for the rest of the day?
I love your packing list, the very un-Didion-esque packing list.
Yeah. The 10 pairs of long underwear.
Uniqlo.
Yeah. You know what? I think this is Uniqlo. I think I'm always wearing it. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Maris Review. And check the show notes for the books we discussed on here today. And please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.